You're listening to the Leadership in Tech Podcast, Episode 1. Today, Errol and Zach are discussing whether introverts can be leaders.
You're the big, big boss. You tell me what to do, and I gladly do my job, but I don't like your attitude.
Hey everybody, it's Paul here. The Leadership in Tech Podcast is produced every Tuesday, and the show notes can be found at www.techonramp.com. You can add the show to your favorite RSS feed or to your iTunes app and check back every week so that you don't miss our latest episodes. You can also follow us on Twitter at TechOnRamp and on Facebook as well. All the links can be found in the show notes on the website.
Now tell me, who do you think you are? Besides a person who happens to be in charge.
Why are we wearing headphones?
Right, I can't hear you as well. My voice is reverberating in my own head, and it's really annoying me.
I'm wondering if we're set up a little bit wrong.
Maybe I'm supposed to, I think I should be able to hear.
Should I be sitting on your lap?
Okay. I think that we're supposed to be able, these headphones aren't even connected to anything.
Yes, they are.
What are they connected to? They're not.
Yeah, they're just connected to this, right?
Wouldn't you think that I was supposed to be able to hear you talk? That's why I have the headphones on.
Oh, that's right.
Right.
You're supposed to hear me talk. Oh.
Maybe you got lucky. Maybe you worked real hard. And just maybe that doesn't make you smart.
I want to talk about now the experience I had pitching a tech company. Completely failed. Wasn't even close to getting the business. About halfway through my pitch, I was like, what am I even doing here? Because one of the things that I brought up was, you know, a term that, you know, I plagiarized, a psychological safe zone. It's basically, how do we all sit down, exchange ideas freely without judgment? You know, I just kind of talked a little bit about that. And then I said, you know, but it's all driven by the leader. And the leader needs to articulate these things. And he needs to set the example of communication. And I got interrupted, like, well, you clearly don't know tech people because they can't really communicate. And if you think that's going to happen. And I'm like, what are you, I didn't say this, but I'm thinking, like, what am I even doing here? This guy has literally closed the door to his tech people communicating properly in an environment that's without judgment and without ego, where everybody gets a chance to talk. He almost took that off the table, and certainly forget about the fact that somebody in tech, right, some introverted nerd, could stretch themselves to the point where they could effectively communicate an idea. I was blown away. I couldn't believe it. I was really, quite frankly, disgusted. We have to talk about how anybody can be a successful leader. Any personality type, it doesn't even matter.
You're saying everyone, you know, what you're saying is you believe everyone can be a leader. Even a tech guy.
Even a tech guy. And a tech guy can be a leader of a bunch of crazy alpha gorillas. It's not about having the most sparkling personality. It's not about being George Patton.
You have to be strong and tough. Like, you have to be able to fight everyone in the room.
Right, like physically, fist right. Fight, right, exactly.
You have to be the strongest.
Right, and you have to be able to curl a lot of
and
weight.
Do the most push-ups.
That's right.
So, okay, so first of all, yeah, I mean, I would be offended too by the notion that growth was off the table for a human being.
Right, it was unbelievable. Right, our people can't grow emotionally.
Right.
They are just, they're stunted.
So that's outrageous.
It's completely outrageous.
But I do vibe, like I have experienced people sort of just excluding the tech team as like sort of unhelpable. I mean, people write off tech guys.
Right.
That's happened before. Especially, I mean, the classic one that everyone talks about is an IT team inside of a business that's not inherently a technology business, like a finance company or a sales company. And the business and the IT guys can't relate.
Right.
They don't talk the same language.
Right.
There's an ocean between them. They can't communicate in any way, and it drives both sides crazy. The business people think the tech guys don't understand the business. The tech guys think the business people are idiots, and they just cannot communicate. That's the example that has spanned the last 50 years.
Right.
So it happens.
Right. And it's that part from business to tech to and wherever it is to, you know, the FBI from agent to support.
Right, that happens everywhere.
It happens everywhere. And I find it to be the most convenient excuse. The inconvenient truth, right? Was that Al Gore's, right? This is the convenient excuse that, well, we just can't communicate. And let's just make that as a known.
Right.
So we have that built-in excuse to everything we do. You know, that's a whole, it's not even a, it's a separate issue from what we're going to talk about. Because that's just people wanting that built-in excuse,
yeah.
Right? I mean, because everybody has their own job to do, and it should be, everybody should be really interested in helping the other person do their job, because eventually everybody kind of wins, but that's not what we're talking about. What we're talking about is, you were telling me about how, you know, relatively speaking, you've come out of your shell in the last 10 years.
100%. You would not even recognize me 10 years ago. First of all, I wouldn't talk to you because you're big, look strong.
Right.
And
I'm massive.
You could beat me up.
And I'm handsome.
Right.
And
you're very confident.
Right. And handsome.
Yeah. Very handsome. And so I wouldn't talk to you.
Awesome.
So what gravitated me to tech in the first place? I was an introvert.
Right.
Okay, I am an introvert.
Right.
Known, that's just who I am. It's not a good thing, not a bad thing. Introverts, I think, gravitate towards different jobs than extroverts.
Mm-hmm.
I can't sell a Coca-Cola to a person dying thirst, right? I'm not a salesperson. I'm not an extrovert like that. Introverts, I think, myself as an introvert, I gravitated towards coding.
Mm-hmm.
That was fun for me. I'm sitting with a computer. I don't have the stress of dealing with other humans. I'm sort of in my safe place, by myself, doing
right.
my thing.
Right.
And so, you know, doing that doesn't make you any less of an introvert. And that's what I did 8 hours a day.
Right.
Right. It didn't give me any skills to connect with other humans.
Right.
And so, are more tech people introverts? Probably.
Probably, yeah.
Right. So that's part of the sort of foundation of the issue, I think.
Right.
Am I an introvert now? Absolutely. 100%. Am I more comfortable connecting with other human beings? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
100%. And so that just shows sort of the growth
right.
That maybe I've been on in the last 5 or 10 years.
Right.
Before, early in my career, I did not find any pleasure in connecting with a human being that I didn't know.
Right.
My sisters, my family, of course. I mean, introverts aren't always like that within
right.
their like core family. But there was no reason for me to go talk to Joe down the hall, because
mm-hmm.
I had my little circle that I was happy with. I did not find pleasure
right.
in sort of engaging. Now I do. I find their stories fascinating. I find it to be a very satisfying experience to connect with another person, for me to learn about them, for them to learn about me. And so that has made me a better communicator, a better listener.
Can you put a finger on where that changed for you? What it wasn't was any leadership training. You grew on your own. Do you have any idea why you were able to? Was it a conscious decision?
Yes, I do. It actually occurred when I was put in my first leadership role. So I remember I worked for a company, and I was one of the younger people on the team. They had this practice of like having an hour lunch together every day at a table, whether people brought their lunch or they bought or they whatever. Everyone would sit together around the table and just talk and like interact, not about work, never about work. And I remember I did it at first when I first started there. It would always sort of bug me. Like I get antsy. I like finish my food after like half an hour and I would get antsy. Like I wanted to go back to work. Okay to talk to them, I guess, but I'd like to sort of be drawn back to work. That was an introvert in me. I didn't enjoy the sort of camaraderie of like sitting around. And I liked all the people. And so one day, I don't know, after a year or so, I just left after like 50 minutes and went back to work. And then I left after 45 minutes. And then pretty soon, when I would leave early, like someone else would leave early, and then like two people would leave early. And after like a couple of months, the hour lunch was like gone.
Right.
They didn't do it anymore. And, like, they kind of must have felt the peer pressure of like needing to go back to work.
Right.
Which I started.
Right.
Because I didn't, because I was an introvert.
Right.
And I didn't like it, which in retrospect is sort of mortifying to me, because that hour lunch was like what was special about that team.
Right.
Right? And I destroyed it. I was not a leader there. I sort of shied away from being a leader because people were older than me and I wasn't comfortable sort of stepping up. But when I left there and went to the next job, I was sort of thrust into a leadership position. I was a senior guy on the team. There was no option. I was promoted.
Yeah.
I was a leader. I took on a couple of young college graduates onto the team and became responsible for mentoring them. That was sort of the trigger for me to start to experience connections with other people.
Or the need for them anyway, whether you did it effectively or not.
I didn't do it effectively.
You knew that that had to happen.
But I knew it had to happen.
Right.
And so I knew that my responsibility to mentor them meant I had to put my own discomfort aside and make myself available.
Right.
Eventually, I started to enjoy
right.
it. And eventually the team grew and there was more people. And I started to rather like the connections with other people. And it just sort of snowballed from there.
So let's go back to some of the things we've talked about. Right? We started this whole thing on why is this topic of leadership and tech important to everybody? You just kind of crystallized it right there. Imagine as a young programmer, you know, in your 20s, you had been given some of this leadership stuff and you understood the importance of kind of getting out of your comfort zone and communicating a little bit, right? Even though it wasn't building a team, you were leading yourself. You were leading your brand, I guess, for lack of a better term. And how much easier then, how you could have gone to the next level of that.
Way earlier.
It's okay to be uncomfortable communicating with people. When we talked about our self-assessment and the mental aspect, the second part of that that we didn't really get into, but we can a little bit now, was do you know your job mentally, right? Do you know your job? And do you know leadership? Well, when we talked the first time, you knew your job. You just didn't know leadership, right? Gave you a couple of things and it blew your mind. You're like, oh my God, don't be late to meetings. You mean tell people that? So imagine giving somebody just a couple of guidelines for them to follow. They don't have to love it, right? But they can do it. They can say, you know what, I'm going to set some guidelines for folks, some guidelines for behavior. You know, and they're going to be on time. Don't talk. Don't have sidebar conversations during a meeting. You know, listen when somebody else is talking. When you're working, work to the best of your ability. Otherwise, go home. It's okay. And don't lie. Like, if you had those four guidelines, and you put those to everybody, and they followed them, because you put them down as a leader, you're a successful leader. Because those four things crush organizations. People aren't on time.
Okay.
People have sidebar conversations. They don't listen. They don't work hard. And they lie.
Yeah, okay, I totally agree 1,000%. But imagine, so take yourself back to me as introvert.
Mm-hmm.
And I just told you about a, for me, a rather profound journey
mm-hmm.
Towards even being able to connect.
Right.
Connecting is sort of step one,
mm-hmm.
right? Having the confidence to possibly have conflict and sort of tell you what to do.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now I can connect with you.
Right.
I have confidence now to connect with you. Now I to go to the next level to tell you what to do
right.
and risk conflict
mm-hmm.
is a whole nother level.
It is, but what we're talking about is at least knowing what to do, right? If you at least know what you need to do, that goes a long way to your ability then to get the courage to do it, to become good at it.
Right.
Give you some guidelines, right? You're a programmer. I guess a lot of programmers, it just comes intuitively. You get it. But somebody had to teach you something. Before you got on that computer, somebody had to teach you something about programming, right?
Sure.
And then you got a little nervous when it was your time to kind of let it rip, right? I'm just going to do this one on my own. Well, it's the same thing with leadership.
Right.
Hey, let me at least tell you some things to do. Now, put it to your personality. Right? You have to communicate these points. Communicate it like Zach communicates. Don't communicate like Errol communicates it. Do it within your personality, but here are just some basic guidelines. And then you're going to get it. And then you're going to be like, you know what, though? Those don't really work for me. These work for me. Great. Make it all your own. We're not even giving, right?
Exact guidelines.
But we're not giving any guidelines. We're not giving the tech folks a chance to say, here's what it takes to be a leader. Some very basic things. Take these things, these five steps. And I'm not for giving the five steps. But I am when you don't know anything. Take the five steps. Because eventually, they're going to be seven steps. And they're all going to be your seven steps. And that's good. The need for leadership, leadership training in tech. It's okay that you're an introvert. It's okay that you have trouble communicating with people. That is not the requirement of a leader. Communication, guidelines, honesty, accountability, all those things can be happening from a person who gets a little uncomfortable in crowds. You can still be an amazing leader. You can
still, that's what that guy did not believe.
He just couldn't believe that a bunch of egotistical, introverted computer programmers could, software programmers could sit at a table and exchange ideas without judgment, with respect and courtesy, give everybody equal time, and then have a leader facilitate that. I don't know what he expects happens. Okay.
So as much as I've told you before that I believe that any person can learn technology skills, mm-hmm. learn how to code or learn how to participate in technology, you believe that any person can learn leadership
yes.
skills. And you believe that if I had started younger,
mm-hmm.
Allowing myself to be a little uncomfortable,
mm-hmm.
Recognizing the benefits of stretching myself,
mm-hmm.
and I would have started that journey earlier.
But if you had done your own series of self-assessment on yourself, honesty, right? If you had set guidelines for yourself, for your own personal behavior, if you had committed to creating at least a psychological safe zone, at least when anybody came to talk to you, that one person knew they wouldn't be judged, they would be listened to, they would be, you know, they would get their time to speak, I wouldn't speak over them. And then ultimately, understanding your emotions and then under stress how you react and what decision you make, just for Zach Ruiz, if you had that for yourself, when it came time for you to be in charge, the natural progression is to give that to other people.
Right.
And you would have been more confident to give it to them because you would be saying to yourself, why do that with me?
Well, because I already knew how to lead myself.
That's right.
It has to start.
It has
and
to.
So I tried to lead them for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And then I went away and figured out how to lead myself.
That's right.
And I kind of did it backwards.
That's it. This notion that because you love people and you can talk and you can hold the room and you're going to be a good leader, forget it. Right? Because then all you're really doing is winging it. And eventually everybody's going to be like, well, all this guy's doing is a stand-up act. Because you think you're a people person, and I'm doing the quotations here, you don't have to have a plan. Everybody needs it. Everybody has their strengths and weaknesses. You know, from a tech standpoint, that's an analytical mind. It's a free-flowing, creative mind, but ultimately, right, it's an analytical mind. There are steps that you need to go through, and inside that, you have that beautiful creativity on how to make this program. But there's process. That's a strength in leadership that can be put to anything.
So does that answer your question?
I wanted to walk out of that meeting. I knew I wasn't going to get the business anyway. And I was like, this is a dead group because if the guy at the very top doesn't believe this, there's no hope. I don't know what's happening. Look, and joke's on me. It was a huge company, but I have my thoughts on that as well. I have no question that every tech person can be a great leader. I've never not believed that. It's almost like I have to convince you.
Because I depend on this job for my pay doesn't mean I will ever let you talk to me that way. Oh, tell me, who do you think you are? Who the hell do you think you are?
For more about what Errol is up to, you can check out his website at leader193.com. For more about what Zach's up to, you can check his out at salt.io. And you can follow what they're working on together at www.techonramp.com. See you guys next Tuesday.
got to do, and I gladly do my job, but I don't like your attitude. I don't like your attitude.